My name is Austin Espy. I work at NDSU studying medicinal herbs and berries, and I'll be presenting on screening of service berry cultivars for phenolic antioxidant-linked anti-diabetic properties using rapid in vitro assay models. A little bit of background about the service berry. The common names of service berry include Saskatoon, Juneberry, and Elderleaf service berry. It's a cold hardy berry up to zone 2 hardiness. And it's native to continental United States, Canada, and Alaska, and it has historically been used as food and also for some traditional medicinal uses, including in the treatment of diabetes. A little bit about the cold adaptativeness and secondary metabolites of service berries. Service berries are cold adaptive berries found commonly in temperate climates. In general, plants, including fruit crops, grown under extreme climate conditions, such as cold stress, potentially have higher and secondary metabolite content, including phenolic bioactives, to provide protection against abiotic stresses. In many plant species, such as grape, sweet potato, and Arabidopsis, phenolic compounds, including anthocyanins, increase due to cold stress exposure. The same stress-protective phenolic bioactives of berries are also relevant for dietary benefits, especially to counter diet-linked chronic diseases when consumed as part of a diet. Anthocyanins such as cyanidin-3-glucoside and cyanidin-3-galactoside found in service berries have shown to have significant anti-diabetic and antioxidant properties. And furthermore, heightened dietary intakes of berry fruits and anthocyanins are associated with lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Of up to 18% of reduction in type 2 diabetes risk was associated with dietary consumption of berries, and 15% reduction in type 2 diabetes risk was associated with dietary consumption of anthocyanins. And service berries are ranked as one of the highest concentration of anthocyanins among berries, with upwards of 382 milligrams per 100 grams fresh weight. And compared to other berry crops, grapes have 716, black raspberries have 400, black currants have 250, blackberries have 150, and red raspberries have 60. A little bit about the phenolic bioactives in service berry. There's high concentration of phenolic compounds in service berry, including known anti-diabetic and anti-hyperglycemic bioactives such as quercetin, rutin, cyanidin-3-glucoside, and cyanidin-3-galactoside. And service berries have high antioxidant activity, and this might be related to their high phenolic bioactive content. And service berries have been also been shown to demonstrate glucose metabolism relevant benefits in previous in vivo and in vitro studies, including in vitro yeast-derived alpha-glucosidase and rat-derived maltase sucrase and also maltase enzyme inhibition, and in vivo mice postprandial blood glucose concentration reduction. A little bit about type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a diet-linked non-communicable chronic disease, and the most important factors implicated in diabetes are unhealthy eating habits and sedentariness. And some of the associated health complications of diabetes include inflammation, hyperglycemia, and diabetes-associated hypertension. And berry-derived phenolic compounds, both simple and polyphenolic compounds, have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-diabetic, anti-hyperglycemic, and anti-hypertension functionalities that have potential to counteract the aforementioned diabetes-associated health complications. And the figures at the bottom show, diabetes has been slowly creeping its way up the top 10 global causes of death list, and in 2006 it's ranked as the 7th leading cause of death globally, and it's projected to reach 642 million in 2040. A little bit about the in vitro screening strategy of service berries. The phenolic profiles and subsequent health-related functional bioactives of service berry vary among cultivars and growing conditions. Therefore, in vitro cultivar screening helps to identify superior cultivars with phenolic bioactive-linked health benefits. And later, these selective superior cultivars can be targeted for in vivo studies to determine human health-relevant benefits. And this brings us to our hypothesis, which is service berry cultivars with higher phenolic bioactive content will have high antioxidant and anti-hyperglycemic properties relevant for targeting them as a dietary support against early stages of type 2 diabetes and associated complications. And which brings us to the objectives of our experiment, which is 1, to screen service berry cultivars for high phenolic and antioxidant potentials, and 2, to determine the phenolic bioactive link antioxidant and anti-hyperglycemic properties of service berry relevant for targeting against early stages of type 2 diabetes using in vitro assay models. My materials and methods for the experiment include a cold water extraction of the service berry samples, where 40 grams of sample was added to 100 milliliters of distilled water and homogenized in a Waring blender for 5 minutes. And this solution was then centrifuged for 20 minutes at 13,500 RPM, and the supernatant was removed, and this process was repeated 2 times. And this subsequent supernatant was stored at negative 80 degrees Celsius, and the antioxidant, total soluble phenolics, and anti-hyperglycemic relevant in vitro assays were carried out after. The total soluble phenolics assay that we used was using the Flencio-Keltu method, modified by Shetty et al. 1995. The DPPH radical inhibition was, the protocol was attained from Servato et al. 2000, and the alpha-glucosidase inhibitory activity assay and protocol was derived from Sigma Chemical Company. So our biochemical analysis, we are going to present on 3 today. The ones in red are currently not for time constraints we'll be able to present upon. Going off with our first assays, we picked phenolic bioactive assays, the Flencio-Keltu assay to again study the total soluble phenolic content of the berries, total anthocyanin content to evaluate the total concentration of anthocyanins, antioxidant activity assays include DPPH radical inhibition and ABTS free radical inhibition assays, anti-hyperglycemic functionality assays include alpha amylase, which is the property to analyze there is the potential to inhibit or modulate starch hydrolysis, and alpha-glucosidase is the potential to inhibit or modulate maltodextrin breakdown to glucose. And the antihypertension function we measured through ACE inhibition, which is the potential to inhibit or modulate hypertension functionalities, and the phenolic bioactive profile we measured through high-pressure liquid chromatography to evaluate the presence and relative concentrations of known health-relevant phenolic bioactives. And this leads us to our results. The total soluble phenolic content was high in all service berry cultivars, ranging from 2.2 to 2.8 micrograms per milliliter. Total antioxidant activity, high antioxidant potential based on DPPH free radical scavenging assay was found in all cultivars, around 79 to 88% inhibition. And alpha-glucosidase inhibition was moderate to high. In vitro alpha-glucosidase enzyme inhibitory activity was found in all cultivars, ranging from around 40 to 70% inhibition. Therefore, in summary, overall high soluble phenolic content was found in all evaluated service berry cultivars. High antioxidant and moderate to high in vitro alpha-glucosidase enzyme inhibitory activity was observed among service berry cultivars. The phenolic content, antioxidant, and hyperglycemic properties of service berry vary significantly among cultivars. And service berry cultivars Parkhill, 411 and 15 had high phenolic and high alpha-glucosidase and enzyme inhibitory activity and can be targeted for further in vitro and in vivo studies. The future direction of where we would like to go would be the service berries with high phenolic content and associated health-relevant functionalities can be then targeted as dietary support against diet-linked non-communicable chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes. Different extraction methods and potential formulations need to be explored for better understanding of the bioactive profile and food-grade applications. Service berry cultivars with high phenolic-linked health-relevant functionalities can be targeted to design functional food or functional probiotic beverages using beneficial bacteria-based biotransformation. And more cultivars from different locations need to be screened for determining varietal differences and the effect of environment on phenolic bioactive profiles. And here are my references. And is there any questions? Yes.
You could test it against like acarbose or something.
Yes, so we're currently making a standard curve for Arecibos, to test that.